Hi, you're listening to the Phil Hendry Show, number one rated. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, you're telling me, Mike, that we have a call on the line from a lady who is in West Hills, and if we should take that or not. You're on your way, ma'am, someplace?
Yes, Phil, we are. Right now we're driving over for a meeting with some other concerned parents. We're getting ready for a Boy Scout camp, which is next week, and my husband and I are right now a little bit concerned over something that we saw on television, and so we are on our way over to...
You're on a car phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because, man, if you can roll a window up or something, it's awfully loud.
I'm awfully sorry.
So what is going on?
I don't know.
No, Mike didn't tell me anything, and you know what, Mike? You can't just throw these calls at me. The what? Okay. So go ahead, ma'am.
Well, no. The only reason why we called, Phil, is because I had been watching the Arts and Entertainment Channel, and they usually have something on there about Hitler. And I had been watching. It was interesting the other night. They had something on there about Hitler.
And now, this is which channel?
This is the Arts and Entertainment Channel.
On the cable?
On the cable, yes.
All right.
I noticed a group of people that were on the Arts and Entertainment Channel called the Brown Shirts. And they had what was called the Night of the Long Knives. The Brown Shirts that were homosexuals were killed by Hitler, and that include Ernst Röhm, who was the head of the SA, which is the Brown Shirts. And I noticed from there, there were no longer gays in the Nazi party.
And all right, so we're talking of a time, something you saw on the Arts and Entertainment Channel during the Nazi period of Germany's history.
That is correct, yes.
And you're also mentioning the Brown Shirts, who were an early stormtrooper group of thugs that Hitler employed to beat people up.
Yes, and they were, a lot of them were homosexuals. They were gay.
And okay, I hope this isn't going to be another anti-gay thing.
No. No, Phil.
You know, because we just got off with this guy, this nutcase, who was talking to me about Tiger Woods and blacks on golf courses.
No. The reason why I'm calling, and I really had a shock, is because Hitler got rid of the homosexuals in the Nazi party and then rose to power after killing them all.
All right. You're talking about the Night of the Long Knives, which I'm familiar with. That's when Hitler assassinated the head of the Brown Shirts, Ernst Röhm. He was a homosexual, and there were others who were killed. But he also put a lot of homosexuals into concentration camps. So what are you saying?
No, I'm saying that that's when he got rid of all the gays from the Nazi party. Okay. I didn't draw any parallel to that until the news came out last week that the Boy Scouts were also getting rid of homosexuals and gays. And
are you okay?
I'm sorry. I had palpitations all last night.
Don't you think you should be at a doctor or something, ma'am, rather than talking on a radio show?
No, I'm all right. It's under control with medication. We're on our way over to a meeting with some other parents. What I'm worried about...
Are you drawing a parallel between the Nazis and the Boy Scouts? Why?
The Nazis got rid of the homosexuals in the Night of the Long Knives when they murdered the head of the Brown Shirts. And they also put them in concentration camps. The Boy Scouts have gotten rid of homosexuals. My boy, Seth, who is my oldest, was in the Boy Scouts. My youngest is Justin. He's going to Boy Scout camp next week. We were watching the Arts and Entertainment Channel about Nazis. And on this program about the Nazis, they had camps. And they were also talking about homosexuals.
Oh, it's going to be about buddy.
Is that your husband?
Yes, it's my husband.
All right. Hold on for just a second.
My wife's very upset, sir, so you understand.
I know she's upset, but what is she upset about? Is she drawing a parallel between the Nazis and the Boy Scouts?
Here, honey, get up.
I'm sorry, Phil. They were talking about camps. My boy's going to a Boy Scout camp next week. I noticed that there is a similarity between the Boy Scouts and the Nazis. They got rid of the gay, and the Boy Scouts got rid of their gays. And now the kids are off to camp, and we have called...
All right, I think you're going off the deep end.
You know, Phil, we have called a meeting. There are several other parents concerned.
No, I really... You got to just stop right there, okay? Because they...
There are similarities, Phil, in the uniforms.
Well, what are you worried about? That the Nazis started the Boy Scouts?
I'm worried that there are similarities that are paramilitary similarities. And
see, my wife doesn't understand history, Mr. Henry. I understand history. And I'll tell you that I think that there are similarities there in terms of the Nazi party and of the Boy Scouts.
And who are you?
I'm Steve Dooley, Phil.
Okay, you're the husband. Either you got to get on the microphone or let your wife talk.
All right, you go to it.
So my husband and I both believe the Nazis had camps, the Boy Scouts have camps. The Nazi got rid of the homosexuals in the Night of the Long Knives. The Boy Scouts have gotten rid of homosexuals. And when I saw that, and I was watching it on Arts and Entertainment, which I've always enjoyed Arts and Entertainment because they do have a lot of things about history, I said, oh, my God. And I felt faint, and I felt sick to my stomach.
Right.
And I thought I was going to pass out.
Right.
And, oh, my God, I had palpitations. We know, Phil, from the Arts and Entertainment Channel, that the Nazis made products...
All right, hold on for a minute, because you're really upset.
By the way, we're driving right now to a meeting.
Are you guys going to a meeting of other parents?
Yeah, we are.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number with this lady. It's Bobby and Steve, Mike. I've got a husband and wife, Bobby and Steve, on their way to a meeting of some kind because they saw similarities on the Arts and Entertainment Channel between the Nazis of Germany and the Boy Scouts, primarily because they got rid of gays, and the Boy Scouts did too. They wear brown shirts. You saw the brown shirt?
That was another thing, too, the brown shirt.
We're really worried about that, Phil, because...
I think you're drawing some crazy conclusion. What about this camp thing?
Well, that's the other thing.
Let me have it. Phil, that concerned us more than anything, the fact that the Nazi had camps, the Boy Scouts have camps, the parallels between getting rid of gays. The Nazi got rid of gays. And
what are you worried is going to happen to your boy?
I'm sorry?
What are you worried will be the worst thing that will happen to your boy?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm talking about Nazis... and some influence...
Do you think that there are Nazis running the Boy Scouts?
No, I think...
Then what are you worried about?
I think there are parallels, Phil, and they may be unconsciously replicating what the Nazi did.
That the Boy Scouts do not know what they're doing, and they're replicating something the Nazis are doing?
Yes, yes. And I really want other parents to sit down with me and talk about this. Because
are you afraid that the Boy Scouts are going to have a Night of the Long Knives?
And they already did.
No, my husband and I believe they already have. And
how have they already have that?
Because they got rid of the gay.
They got rid of them. And the Night of the Long Knives, that's when Hitler got rid of them.
The Night of the Long Knives is they murdered Ernst Röhm, who was the head of the SA. He was a homosexual, and a lot of other of his homosexual accomplices and acquaintances, because Hitler was looking to consolidate power. He was afraid that the SA would get too powerful. He was afraid that a lot of them would be able to stage their own coup and get rid of him. And he wanted to consolidate power with his own SS, which was a whole new elite corps of guys that he put together. He no longer wanted to rely upon the undisciplined street thugs that the SA were, okay?
Well, Phil, I don't know what you're... In other words, what you're saying is he would have done it whether they were of the gay or not.
I believe, yes. I believe he would have murdered Ernst Röhm, he would have assassinated him, and all those other guys, whether they were gay or not, because he wanted to consolidate power. And
well, what about the fact that the guy was gay and he killed his lover, too? And most of the guys he killed were homosexuals.
It's possible that Ernst Röhm and a lot of homosexuals who were in the brown shirts were friends. They might have conspired together. They might have had some plans. I don't know that it had anything to do with their homosexuality. I think it had more to do with the fact that these guys were gaining in power, they were gaining in influence, and that they had just helped Hitler to achieve power, and he wanted to get rid of these guys, and he wanted to make way for the SS.
Well, you know, Phil, what about the Girl Scout cookies? Now, we know from the Arts and Entertainment Channel that the Nazis made products out of human flesh. The horrors of it have stayed with me still. And then I saw on our kitchen table something that my husband had purchased at the store, Girl Scout cookies. And, oh, my God, I thought, what if they had that idea?
What if they had what idea?
My wife thinks they can make it out of human flesh.
What?
My wife thinks they make it out of people.
Girl Scout cookies are made out of real Girl Scouts. Is that it?
I don't know, Phil. What I'm saying is they could do something with the homosexual.
All right, you got to get her under control, okay? Are you there?
All right.
Get her under control. I'll be right back with you. This lady has called in. She believes that the Boy Scouts getting rid of homosexuals is the same as the Nazis getting rid of them, and that the brown shirts are similar, and that apparently Girl Scout cookie could mean just that, a cookie made out of Girl Scouts, since they made lampshades out of people. And I think that she needs to calm down. You need to calm her down and get her breathing normally, if I can talk to her. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We're back, 1-800-449-8686.
I need air.
All right. Are you there?
Yeah, Phil, I had to open the window. I have to get some air.
Okay, I know you're upset. I think you're upset for a lot of wrong reasons. Where are you guys going?
My husband and I are on our way over to a meeting of five or six concerned parents.
And what are you guys going to talk about? Are you going to talk about the fact that you saw a bunch of brown-shirted Nazis on the A&E channel and that it's possible they're affiliated somehow with the Boy Scouts?
I want to express my concerns, yes, about the whole idea of making soap out of people, that they could be doing the same thing with these girls. I don't know what they're
Do you think the Boy Scouts are making, the Girl Scouts are making cookies out of human beings?
Phil, no, I don't.
Phil, it's just, well, you got to prevent it, that's all.
We want an ounce of prevention. We want to...
But that they're contemplating it?
You know, Phil, if people had asked more questions, we wouldn't have had Nazi Germany in World War II.
I understand if people had asked more questions, we wouldn't have had that. But I don't know that you're thinking the right thoughts on this thing. Riverside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi, dear. How are you?
I'm fine.
I need the window open.
Go ahead.
I think this lady is absolutely nuts.
Oh, God.
Because, okay.
I need air. I need air so badly.
Well, then open a window.
Right.
Oh. Well, that's too loud. Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
Who's this?
This is Noelle.
What are you doing on the phone?
Yeah, what's she doing on the phone?
Auntie Kelly? Yeah.
Hello? Hello, is this the
I'm
mother?
On the phone.
Is this the mother?
No, this is my aunt.
Oh, is this are you on the phone?
Yes, huh? My name is Bobby Dooley. I'm on the Phil Hendry radio show right now.
Oh, are you listening to that disgusting pig? Hang up.
And
okay.
I believe...
Hang up.
No,
shame
don't,
on
no,
you.
Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Do not hang... Oh, that dirty...
Okay, well, what...
I don't know, but I wanted to talk to that child.
I understand. With that disgusting pig, Phil Hendry.
Well, Phil, I think that in many ways she's right.
Thank you. Here is Augusta on the Phil Hendry show. Hello. Augusta, hello.
Oh, hi there.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
I have difficulty with this woman. I think she needs a psychiatrist. I mean, I grew up in Germany. I understand a lot of what led to the Night of Long Knives. And I've been in Dachau. And I've also been a Girl Scout. Now, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts...
You weren't in Dachau as a prisoner, though.
No, of course not. But I was visiting Dachau as a teenager.
Well, I think you have to look at the big picture. If more of us had stood up and said, this isn't right, then we wouldn't have had the Nazis. And we would have been
Nazis,
able to...
not Nazis. I disagree with you because Germany was downtrodden. They wanted their power back.
Mm-hmm,
Hitler
mm-hmm.
gave them the best excuse for power, and Hitler was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to blame something on a group of people.
Well, why do the Boy Scouts have to wear brown shirts?
Oh, come on. Give me a break. Boy Scout colors were picked out years ago. It's like brownies wore brown.
Yeah, the brown.
I mean, are they Nazi juniors?
Well, I'm asking you this question. Hitler got rid of the homosexuals.
Hitler killed and murdered them.
Yes.
He didn't just say, we don't approve your lifestyle.
He
that the Boy Scouts should have said that.
Well, is that right? Aren't they doing what the Nazis did? They did what the Nazis did. They had the Night of the Long, whatever you want to call it.
Ma'am, you need to watch a little more television and maybe pick up a few books to read a little more about what happened.
Excuse me, I watch the Arts and Entertainment Channel. What about camps?
Lady, pick up a book and read it.
What about camps? Why are they called camps?
Well, what about
the Nazi?
All kinds of youth activity camps.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds. Mm-hmm. Bluebells. God, when I was a kid, we had bluebells. They had camps.
What is a
bluebell?
We didn't
think they were eating people.
What is a bluebell? I've never heard of that.
It was a girl thing back when I was about 6 years old in one of the cities I lived in. We got together. We made arts and crafts.
I'm really having a hard time.
We made little bitty belt loop things.
I'm having a hard time breathing.
Then get to a doctor. And not only that, but if she believes that her child is involved in an organization like this, the easiest thing to do is take your children out of it.
Yes, but it's the Boy Scouts. We've been led to believe that they're a good organization.
We believe
they are a good organization.
But they might have been taken over by Nazis.
That's what we're afraid of, if they've been taken over by Nazis. Well, then why did they throw the homosexuals out? That's exactly what the Nazis did.
Ma'am, they also threw the Jewish out, and they threw the Gypsies out.
And let me ask you something. When you were in the Bluebells, did you make arts and crafts out of human beings?
No, of course not.
Of course
you didn't. And neither did the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts.
Well, then why
did they throw the homosexuals out? Because they are too concerned with somebody's sex.
Why are they the Girl Scout cookies?
They're not made out of Girl Scouts.
They're not made out of people.
Why?
Why don't you go visit a factory that makes the cookies if you're so concerned?
Oh, you know, that's a real easy thing. They'll take you to some place where they're pretending that they're making cookies.
Meanwhile, we could have children.
No, I don't think so. You could have children butchered up and put into cookies, and there you are sitting there all excited and wonderful in Augusta eating those.
Oh, give me a break. You are nuts.
No, if I'm nuts, answer me this. Why was Hitler dressed like a scout leader?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why was Hitler dressed? Oh, thank you very much for your call. Why was Hitler dressed like a scout leader?
Yes.
Here is Springville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Springville, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, here's what I want to address. Mm-hmm. I want to address this issue of the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you know, if I wear a blue shirt and I play on a softball team, does that make me a Crip from wherever? If I wear a red shirt, does that make me a bluff? Does that turn me into something, one of these terrible hate racist groups?
Well, the Crips don't wear blue shirts. They wear blue bandanas.
Well, whatever they wear, it's a color that signifies them. And you're talking about a brown shirt. You're connecting a brown shirt to the Nazi takeover, or whatever you want to call it.
The Nazi takeover's good.
You
They were absolutely wrong in what they did, and I don't want it rubbing off on the Boy Scouts.
Let me just say this, okay?
If you wear a white hood, is it safe to assume you're in the KKK?
Well, sure, if you're wearing a white hood.
There you go.
But what does that have to do with
the
Nazis, ma'am?
Brown shirt.
Not understanding is you're comparing the Nazis
to
the Boy Scouts.
Well,
the Boy Scouts have asked that people who are homosexual not be in there because they have beliefs.
Well,
if you knew anything about Boy Scouts, you would know the beliefs that they have. And
those are
to be honest, true, benevolent, chaste.
That's good.
And those are things that are taught in the Bible.
But the
homosexuality in the Bible was taught as wickedness, ma'am.
The Nazis didn't want homosexuals in their club either because they disapproved of their lifestyle.
Well, see,
they did not. They didn't disapprove of any lifestyle. That was a power play. That was a coup so that they could take power away from the brown shirts.
No, Hitler did not approve of men doing each other like
that. You're calling the Nazis a club, ma'am. That was a group of people who killed people. I have never seen
a Boy Scout
kill anyone.
They had a membership role.
I've seen lots of Boy Scout drives where they go and pick up food, and I've seen
Well, the Nazis
clean up people's yards and help them out.
But I've never seen
a Boy Scout kill anyone, ma'am.
The Nazis had a weekly coffee.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
You know,
a lot of people died from that.
You know what? It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And I'm talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley, a couple of concerned parents from Western Estates on their way to a meeting of parents. She was watching the Arts and Entertainment Channel, and you've drawn some comparisons between the Nazi Party of Germany during the, prior to the Second World War, and the Boy Scouts. And I just think that these comparisons you're drawing are a little far-fetched. I will tell you...
You know, Phil, if more people had gotten involved...
No, I will tell you this. You're right to be concerned about Nazis, but I don't know that the Boy Scouts are Nazis. It's the wrong thing.
Phil, I think that their campaign against homosexuals in the Boy Scouts is similar to the Nazis. And bad homosexuals or young men who are gay that they don't like could have been put into these Girl Scout cookies. The Girl Scout...
Oh, come on!
No, the Nazis did the same thing with Jews.
And well, you're crazy that they're making Girl Scout cookies out of homosexuals.
Phil, the names of these cookies have a very homosexual rhythm. The Thin Mint.
Well, how about that one?
What about that?
The Thin Mint.
I think it's very... There's a gay rhythm to that, is what I'm saying. Peanut butter. Samoa. This very, very...
Very gay rhythm.
Very gay rhythm.
I don't hear it, I don't see it, and I think the two of you are really getting too politically correct, man. I mean, you got to back off.
The Nazi Party also recruited young men to join their club. The same thing. Their club had young men in it, too. How many women were in the Nazis? Ah...
All right, here's San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to ask the lady. My
mm-hmm.
husband is a scoutmaster.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the Air Force. He's been
mm-hmm.
all around the world protecting her freedom.
Mm-hmm. Is that the
Nazi?
How
can she possibly think mm-hmm. that my husband, being the patriotic, mm-hmm. God-loving person that he is, and being a scoutmaster as
mm-hmm.
well, my children have grown up in scouting,
mm-hmm.
how can she think that he's going to teach these children to be Nazis and be a Nazi leader, because that's basically what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be someone leading the pack if she's saying that they're Nazi leaders.
Well, there were Nazi leaders in World War II.
So you're saying that the scoutmasters
mm-hmm.
are the ones that are leading the children?
I don't know just yet. I have to look into it.
Well, I can tell you
mm-hmm.
right now,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to look any farther,
mm-hmm.
because you can go to any scoutmaster conference. You can go to any weekly meeting with all the scout committee people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and you can ask them straightforward how they feel about mm-hmm. homosexuals in the scouts,
yeah,
which I think is what your main point is.
That's the
right?
same as the Nazis didn't want homosexuals either.
Yes, but
seen...
the scouts don't want to kill the homosexuals. They don't want
well,
them
we don't know that.
With their children in
What about
tents.
The Girl Scout cookies? That's my point.
My boys go off on campouts.
What about the bad homosexuals?
Out. Notice that word, camp.
That's
camp
what I mean,
out.
Camp.
They go on campouts.
As in concentration
out there
camp.
In the woods.
Concentration
with,
camp.
No, there's no concentration camp. My oldest son went to get Boy
well,
Scout camp every year.
You know what's
he
interesting?
He came back with no more than bug bites,
your husband,
ticker bites, and a sunburn.
You know something? Your husband has a lot of military information. This could be a hint to
yes,
the next
he
step
does,
for the scouts to move
your
toward the Nazi.
And every other American in this large
the Nazi.
United States.
The Nazi needs military information. That's what I'm saying. And
oh, come on. The guy's a retired military guy or whatever. Is he retired or is he
no,
still
in
the...
No, he's an active duty.
All right, so he's in active duty, okay? And what do you mean Thin Mint has a gay rhythm to it?
Does she think that the Boy Scout popcorn has boys in it? I mean, do they put the Boy Scouts in the popcorn?
Are you talking about
my son has sold lots of popcorn.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about pop boys?
You are...
No, that's what you're saying.
You need to... I'll tell you what.
No, that's what you're saying.
You really need to visit a Scoutmaster conference. You need to go to a Scoutmaster conference where they can teach
you
exactly what they teach my husband to teach the boys.
You know, popped boy sounds very gay. It sounds very homosexual.
You know what? I think you have a hang up on homosexuals.
No,
I
support them.
You might have a problem with homosexuals.
I support them. The Nazi didn't.
Well, you seem to be... Well, the you know what? Take your boy out of scouting. Because there's no room for homosexuals in scouting, because those of us who are God-loving, God-fearing, Bible-believing people, and whatever religion you may be.
Are you familiar with the Hitler Youth?
I am very familiar, and I can tell you that my children were not like
awful.
The Hitler Youth.
They
were, and have
they
never
look,
been taught along that line.
They went to camps and went swimming, too. Okay? And they had the three-finger salute of the Boy Scouts. All you got to do is stick your arm out. Now it's a Nazi salute. So you see...
Wait, that's a real stretch. That's
it is.
A,
no,
it
no,
really is.
No, take the three fingers. I swear that I will do good. Then stick it out. Heil Hitler. There,
but
huh?
you're forgetting
see,
the rest
good,
of the pledge, man.
I didn't
man.
Think about that one.
No, I know.
How
that's why you married me.
The rest of the pledge?
The rest of the
I
pledge?
I will do my honor to God and my country.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Uh-huh. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean...
Keep going. I will do my honor to God and my country.
Why don't you finish it?
What country is that?
The United States.
Oh,
where you
I don't
live
think, they
and
don't
where
mention,
my husband works to protect your freedom.
They don't mention the United States. And the Nazi will...
Oh, will you stop it with the Nazi? It's called the Nazis. Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, now she's laughing.
Was,
now she's laughing. Now
I,
she's
I,
laughing.
Well, I tell you, I've been listening to the show. I've been
you know,
listening to the
now
show
you're
since
laughing.
The beginning, and I was so enraged.
The horror of,
I really was.
The horror
that
of,
someone could actually accuse my husband,
mm-hmm.
who I wish mm-hmm. he was here, but you know what? He's at a scout meeting at this very moment.
With his military information.
Children
uh-huh. With his military.
How to tie knots. Okay? He's teaching them how to tie hitch knots and... How to make a fire starter
with
so
his
they
military
can camp
information. With his military information.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That's what he has. And the Nazi, are they learning how to tie gay people up?
No, they're learning how to tie sticks together so they can make a raft or possibly carry some firewood
did
out
you
in the
say
woods.
That
so they can...
Wait a minute. Did you say they're learning how to tie pricks together?
No.
All right, you watch your language.
Sticks.
Well, so
ma'am.
I heard what she said.
You watch it.
I'm telling you, this lady has a hang-up
mm-hmm.
on male private parts.
Mm-hmm.
She really
all
does.
Right. Thank you for your call, ma'am.
You're welcome.
1-800-449-8686. Watch that.
Well, I distinctly heard his...
Now, never mind.
Would you hang up my wife?
I'm not hanging up on her, although it wouldn't be a bad idea. Lake Oswego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
All right, woman. I went to Boy Scout camp
mm-hmm.
for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was not harmed.
Mm-hmm.
I did not harm anyone else.
Did you learn military information?
No.
Were you wearing
scout information?
Were you wearing a brown shirt?
Tan.
Oh, can't say no to that, can you?
Tan.
That's brown.
It's tan.
Did you learn how to march?
No.
When you march, can you march with your knees locked?
No, I cannot.
How do you march?
What, he's goose-stepping now?
I'm asking the questions, Phil. How do you march?
We walk. One by
you walk.
One foot in front of the other.
You'll just walk right into someone's home, drag gay people out of it. Do you still have all your toes?
Yes.
None of them ended up in a cookie.
Yeah, that's great. Here is Hampton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a very
you know, I really
serious
get the feeling,
on you.
I really get the feeling you people are laughing at me, Phil. And
we're not laughing at you.
We're not
we
laughing
feel,
at you. I just don't understand you.
You know, I have palpitations.
I have confrontation with you.
With
this
Jews?
Not,
with Jews?
No, thank you.
No, you just said with Jews.
You I've know, been to every kind of church there is.
Well, you haven't been to the Boy Scouts yet.
Do what?
You haven't been to the Boy Scouts yet. It's something. Just
I'm
keep
a girl,
your mind.
So I don't go to Boy Scouts.
Thin Mint. Gay.
Okay.
Go ahead, ma'am,
thin
with your comment. God.
Thin Mints is mints with chocolate on top, okay? If you want to compare the Boy Scouts to the Nazis, you really need to be watching the History Channel and not the Arts and Entertainment Channel. How can you come up
good
with
point.
A comparison like that? After
what
watching
A&E?
The Arts and Entertainment Channel?
What does A&E stand for?
Arts and Entertainment. Arts and Entertainment.
Steve, A&E
entertainment.
Stands for Arts and Entertainment.
I thought...
Magnum P.I. comes on A&N. Murder, She Wrote comes on A&E. I mean,
where's
what
the, wait
it?
A minute. Where's the Hitler Channel?
What Hitler yeah. Channel?
She just said the Hitler Channel.
She said the History Channel.
History. As in the past, as what the whole Holocaust was. Why is somebody going to try to come and bring it all back, especially on U.S. boys?
Well, I don't trust
them.
As
you
far
don't
as
trust
I can throw
see,
them.
See, but that's the thing. You
and
got,
the minute I see one of those brown shirts coming down my street, I'll open up.
Okay, so if you don't like it, why don't you take your boy and put him in a church group? They have little Boy Scout kind of things, but for church, where you
too
basically
many.
Learn to think
you
about God.
You know why
God.
I don't want to do that? There's too many fags in those groups. And
okay, that's it. That's it.
So
why do you
have to discriminate?
Exactly.
Why do you have to discriminate?
Exactly. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks. Good night. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry at 1-800-449-8686. Well, I will say this, and I mean this. What am I trying to say here? How do I put this in a nice way? I like you guys, but you scare me. Just like that last lady scared the crap out of me. I encounter listeners to the Phil Hendry Show occasionally, and generally it's nice, but it's a little scary. And I had one the other night. I left the house about 11 o'clock, and it was late, and we'd been partying a little bit, and the kids were, you know, we'd eaten dinner late, and I said, you guys want to go to the store with me? I'm going to pick up a six-pack of some Diet Coke, and they said, yeah, okay. So I drive up there, and I've got, like, spaghetti stains on my shirt. I'm in my bathing suit. You know, I look like a slob, but the kids are with me, and we're talking, and I get up to the store, and I go in, and I get the six-pack, and I buy it from the lady, and this woman, she's having a hard time dealing with things. She's pretty elderly, and she's very slowly doing things, and then she forgot to give the change to the guy in front of me. She says, oh, holy Jesus, I forgot to give the boy in front of you. Go out and tell him that I owe him $1.05, will you? And dutifully, of course, I go and do this. I'm asking, why am I doing this? Just give me my Coke and give me my change, and you go out and tell him yourself. But naturally, I got my change from the lady. She said, and when you go out, tell the guy out there. I said, where is he? He's in the white. Tell him I owe him $1.05. Tell him to come in here. And I'm, yes, ma'am, you know, and I walk out there, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and the spaghetti stains and everything. And I said, yeah, dude, the lady says that she's got $1.05 for you. What? The lady says, oh, okay, man, thanks a lot, you know. So, as I'm turning to leave, the guy in the truck next to him shouts out, hey, Phil! I turn around, hi, you got a good show, man! Thanks. 11:30 at night, with my kids in the car, I started taking this circuitous route home. I began altering my route. I didn't want to be followed. I got in the car, I split. Now, yeah, as a nice guy, giving me a nice compliment, it's scary when it's that late and it's dark and there's a guy, hey, yo, Phil Hendry! Now all I gotta do is follow you and find out where you live! Even though I live behind gates and there's a guy with a big machine gun standing there. It's just, you know, some people. So then Marie and I were in a sushi bar, a place we really love, The Landing, which is out in Westlake. And I got no problem mentioning it because they have the fantastic sushi. We eat there just about every Friday or Saturday night. And we get the tall sake, a little Asahi beer, and yeah, we go to town. So I'm eating, and we had a very beautiful thing. I generally get the spicy tuna cut roll, and perhaps a 9-11, I don't know. Finish up. Woman and man were sitting behind us having something to eat. The lady stands up, and as they're leaving, she taps me on my shoulder, this lady who was behind us. And I said, yes. She said, excuse me, are you Phil Hendry? I said, yes, I am. Hey, Charlie, it's him! Charlie! It's Phil Hendry here! And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's real nice, too. My husband loves you. Hold on for a minute. I'm going to go get him, okay? Hey, Charlie, you were right. It's Phil Hendry. Sit right here! I swear to God, Mike. I swear to God. Nice guy, nice lady. How are you, Phil? Great. You love your show, and I'm in radio, and oh, you know, you are, and you know, and we got to talking about that. Well, okay, and it's one of those deals. You want to get back to eating because I don't want to have a conversation. And then the same place I'm eating at one day, there's a guy about 25, 26 with his girlfriend, and they're off to my left, my right, and my wife's to my left, and we're eating. We're at the sushi bar, and I get done, and we get done, and I'm looking at the TV. They generally go, this is a great place to eat because they got the goofiest Greg and those guys, the sushi chefs. They bring in these crazy videotapes of like motorcycle accidents and like fist fights. You know, dudes get drunk and get into fist fights. They've got these whack tapes that feature dudes that are completely out of their mind snowboarding. You know, and like breaking legs and stuff. They'll show videotapes of guys losing it on snowboards. They're running this throughout your entire meal. It's really, it's fun, you know. I don't know. It's just fun. Or that radical surfing tapes, things like that. Anyway, the guy gets done. He looks at me, excuse me. Yeah, I don't mean to bother you. Are you Phil Hendry? I said, well, yes, I am. He said, oh, hey, honey, I was right. This is him. This is Phil. This is right. This is the guy. This is my girlfriend. She's married. Oh, yeah, how you doing? I'm great. Hey, great. That's great. You know, it's great. Hey, this is great. This is really great. You know, I really like your show. I listen to you a lot and everything. I said, well, what do? I work for the Department of Justice. I'm an FBI agent. But guy's about 26. I said, really? Yeah. I come in here all the time. I know all these guys. You know, we eat sushi here. You know, we surf. We all surf together. I said, all you FBI agents surf together. Yeah. Suddenly it dawned on me, there's a whole new generation of FBI agent out there. There's a whole new generation of Department of Justice. And I said to the guy, well, cops, it's interesting, because cops dig my show, you know. It's just, yeah, it's great, man. Was it Point Break? Were they cops? Surfing cops?
I think so, or FBI or something, yeah.
There's a generation of 20-something FBI guys in early 30s, and they're, you know, they're not these button-down cats anymore, although I'm sure they still have to wear the suits when they're working, but they're out on the weekends, you know, like surfing and snowboarding and I don't know what else, doing bong hits. I'm kidding. Yeah. You know, it's, in any event, he was a nice guy, but the experience is sometimes really disquieting, you know? And I mentioned this once before, and I'll mention it again. As much as I appreciate people listening to the show and supporting the show, a lot of you guys scare me. Oh, man, do you scare me. When I see you out there, you scare me. I walked out of the building one day, and some guy walked up to me. Mr. Hendry. Yes. Is the Westlake Inn as good as you say it is? Yes, it's fine. And I'm running from this guy. I don't know. I know people don't mean any harm, but it's really disquieting, and it scares the crap out of me. So if you see me out there and you know it's me, would you just bug off and not bother me? I realize it sounds bad, and I didn't mean it to sound that bad, but, oh, well, let's just start a record, okay? No, honestly, I didn't mean it to sound bad, even though it's come out sounding bad. Just bug off. I can't stand meeting or talking to any of you, but thanks for making me number one.
Don't you love her badly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
Phil Hendry.
Wanna be her daddy? Don't you love her face? Don't you love her as she's walking out the door? Like she did 1,000 times before.
I got chlamydia.
Don't you love her ways? Tell me what you say.
You are an asshole, sir.